Hello and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik, and I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. Hey, friends, I don't know about you, but this first quarter of the school year is just flying by. Here in Louisiana, we're already 7 weeks into the school year. And this is a time of year when I start to see parents commenting on social media about their child struggling in school. For parents new to special education, or even the ones who've been doing this for years, the process and the terms can be confusing and intimidating. So let's talk about how schools can address the need of struggling students. The system that schools use to help students who are struggling is called Response to Intervention, or RTI. The main idea is that schools will use high-quality teaching for all students, assess students to identify where they are having trouble, and then offer increasing levels of intervention that adjust to the student's needs. But what are interventions, you ask? Interventions are different kinds of teaching strategies. They focus on specific skills that a student needs to improve, like reading fluency or multiplication tables. They may include working in small groups, working one-on-one with teachers, or practicing with flashcards and games. And there are different kinds of interventions. If a child is not responding to one kind of intervention, teachers may try another. Now, schools continually assess how students have responded to lessons within each unit. They use standardized tests, plus quizzes and worksheets on the material being taught to do this assessment. They can know pretty quickly if a child is struggling with vowel sounds, basic addition, or any of the other skills that they should be mastering. As a parent, if you feel that your child is struggling, talk with the teacher and express your concerns. Intervening sooner than later is always best. Now, RTI uses a three-tiered approach. And I want to explain each tier so that you can understand what the teacher means when they say, we need to try RTI. Tier 1 is high-quality, science-based instruction. This means that they use teaching methods that have been proven to be effective, and it's what teachers most often use. For example, teachers teach kids to match word sounds with letters because research tells us it's the most effective way to teach them to recognize words. Now, if a child is struggling or behind, then they should move to Tier 2. Now, Tier 2 is classroom interventions for students who are struggling. There's a wide range of strategies and specialized teaching techniques that are designed to help children who struggle in different areas of learning. These are called interventions. If your child is not making progress, their teacher should be able to identify which strategies may work for your child and start trying them right away. If the interventions do not work within a month or so, they should definitely try different or more intense strategies. What do I do if my kid still isn't making progress? You can request to have a special education evaluation to see if they have a learning or developmental disability. The teacher can request this as well if they notice that interventions are not helping. If a child has a disability that affects their progress in school, the school is required to provide special education services for them. If they qualify, they move into Tier 3. Tier 3 is special education, or SPED. Special education includes specialized teaching techniques and other related services like speech therapy or occupational therapy. You will work with a team at school to create an individualized education program, or an IEP. The IEP will lay out goals for your child and describe the services the school will provide to support their learning. The IEP is a legal document and the school is required to follow it. So what can you do to help the IET process go smoothly for your child? Here's a few tips. Tip number 1, it helps to understand the RTI process and know your child's rights if your child has a disability. This podcast is a great start, but if your child is struggling, you can find links, and I'm going to put them in the show notes, for more resources to help you understand your rights. Tip number 2, stay in close touch with the teacher to make sure the RTI process moves along. A school year is not very long, and if your child does not make continuous progress, they can get further and further behind by the end of the year. Tip number 3, don't wait too long before you advocate to try a different intervention or move to the next tier. You should check in with the teacher every few weeks. Remember, you and the teacher are working together to give your child the support they need in school. Thanks for joining me again this week. I hope this information was helpful. And if you know someone that could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. This podcast was written by Julie McKinney and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. You can subscribe and follow the podcast at our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website also has blogs, guides, upcoming events, and a resource directory for Louisiana and Massachusetts. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.